So this is our third year in a row here at Jan's, and a portion of the proceeds from the sale of chocolates comes back to Chapman House.
How are we doing this week, or do we have a tally in terms of how you're doing?
Yeah, I don't think so. It's always just a surprise at the end. Tom and Jan usually come up to Chapman House, and we do a check presentation, but it's always been a great fundraiser.
We're with Amy McConaughey from Chapman House. Tell me about the feedback that you get from this fundraiser and from the various areas where you're doing fundraising.
Yeah, no, everybody is so appreciative that Gray and Bruce has Chapman House, and nobody wants to think about those services, but we're so lucky that we have a place like that at the end of life, for sure.
Tell us about the immediate challenges or the ongoing challenges that you face with such a marvelous facility and such a marvelous service.
Yeah, so I think the challenges would be just the funding. We're not fully funded, so we have to fundraise $1.3 million a year. We are built by the community, for the community, and our community keeps us strong.
Last couple of questions for Amy McConaughey from Gray Bruce Hospice. Your reputation is outstanding. It is sterling, and that's, you know, to your credit, and congratulations on that. But if somebody's new to the area, tell me, what is Chapman House and what do they provide?
Mm-hmm. So Chapman House is a facility that provides end-of-life care. So someone with less than 3 months life expectancy would be a candidate for Chapman House. And there is no charge to come to Chapman House to hospice. A lot of people think that there is because of the outstanding care, but there isn't. But that is because we do excellent fundraisers like the one today at JN's Candles and because of our community.
This might not be a fair question, but what do you need? Oops, here comes somebody else to help out. What do you need to operate? Is there a budget total that you have that you have to meet every year to provide this service?
Yeah, so the shortfall from the government funding is $1.3 million a year that we need to fundraise.
That's an incredible total. And do you meet it on an annual basis? Do you exceed it?
Yeah, we have so far. We've just started the foundation, so we're hoping that we start exceeding that and we can start to invest some funds and make sure Chapman House is here long into the future.
Okay, two more questions. Tell me about the level of demand that you see for what you have. If I'm not mistaken, it's 9 beds or 9 rooms available. Tell me about the level of demand that you're seeing.
Yeah, we opened up that 9th bed this year, and we have been full. Again, it's not something we want to think about or we want to have to use, but it's definitely a service that has been in demand.
And you mentioned the service is free. If somebody wants to find out about the service and what's available at Chapman House to somebody that may have an unfortunate turn of events in their family life.
Yeah, no, you can certainly come up. We give clinical tours. I can give a tour, if people just want to see Chapman House, and I encourage that because a lot of people don't realize how beautiful it is and what a home-like setting it is. So I always like to give tours because people come in and they go, oh my gosh, this isn't an institution. It's not a nursing home, and it's something that's hard to describe, but when people come in, it's more of a feeling.
Oh, happy Valentine's Day. Thanks for this.
Thanks, Fred.